91.9 KRVM. Welcome to Eugene Unplugged, a music podcast about local music culture in Eugene. Today I'm joined by my dad, Luke Farrell. My dad has a local musician-focused Instagram account that has gotten some good engagement in the Northwest over the last couple of years. The account is called Bands of Eugene, and it showcases specific Northwest artists as well as the venues that host touring artists. Tell me a little bit about the original idea for Bands of Eugene, how you got started, and what you wanted it to be.
Thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to this. Well, right before the pandemic, a friend and I had a house party planned for, I believe, April. And when the big news about the pandemic started to settle in, which was, I think, around March, we thought it might delay the show by like a month. Of course, that turned out to be optimistic. So as the date for the show passed, I started to get a sinking feeling that there would not be any shows for a while. And I have a lot of friends who are musicians, and I know people at some of the clubs. And we were, I think, collectively having an existential crisis, along with the rest of the world, of course. And by the time June or July came by, we knew that nobody would be playing for quite a while.
It was spooky around town for a while.
It sure was. Driving through the empty streets of downtown that summer, it was obvious that things were changing. All of the clubs were closed. And the people working there were, of course, not working there. And some of the clubs appeared to be shuttered, possibly forever. Of course, now, we should say this. The lack of a music scene was really the least of the worries during the pandemic. But, that being said, art can be something to hold on to and give hope. So I know a lot of us still thought a lot about how to get back to the business of making and hosting music.
It went on for a long time, too.
Actually, it was a year and a half after that 2020 house party date that in October 21, I happened to notice that some people were playing over at Sam Bond's garage in the Whitaker. So this was great news, possibly a turn for the better. And I knew it would be awkward to go because people would still be fiddling with their masks and wondering how to behave while at a restaurant. But I wanted to support people trying to return to normalcy, and I wanted to see a music show. Little did I know that this particular show would be, you could say, a transformative experience. Little did I know this particular show would be a transformative experience for me. For one thing, the performers radiated this infectious enthusiasm as they reconnected with their fans, and their fans radiated it back. And it was in this moment of reverie that a realization struck me, almost like lightning, and I've never been the same since. And I realized at that moment that I had put my creative interests and passion for the arts aside for a long time, and I needed to get back to my roots.
Uh-huh.
And after thinking about how to combine my various interests, I realized that I could do something to help support the return of the music scene to our area. As long as I can remember, I've been interested in music and cameras and photography and other kinds of visual arts, and I thought maybe I could combine them somehow with a local concept. Now, in the early days of the pandemic, I had deleted my social medias, or at least most of them, as I couldn't stand the doom scrolling and the political memes and all the other weird negativity. And it was really actually making the whole situation worse.
Uh-huh.
But I remembered how much I enjoyed Instagram when it originally started out, and it was mostly about photos rather than the social part. So I created a new account and gave it the rather unimaginative name, Bands of Eugene. I wanted the focus to be entirely on the artists, so I didn't even associate my name with it. And still to this day, I don't put much commentary on the posts. I feel like if I'm doing my job, then I'm telling a little bit of the story of the performer and the performance with the images alone.
So you just started going to shows and taking pictures, like guerrilla style?
Yep, exactly. I just started going to shows and taking pictures. Sometimes I'd ask, sometimes not. Now, when you're using a phone for pictures, it doesn't really stand out because everybody seems to be doing that. Eventually, I started asking friend performers if they minded if I brought my real camera to get some nice photos. And this really helped me bring the level of the page up quite a bit. And then I realized that by using a more intentional approach to the pictures and more pro-type equipment, I could put the local artists in a better light than simply grabbing a couple shots with an old iPhone.
So what did you see in the future for this page?
Yeah. So one of the things I want to see more of on the page is a more diversity of types of musical artists. Right now, we have rock musicians and Americana pretty well represented. We also have some kind of spacey music. And we have some other folks as well. But I would like to see, more spotlight on jazz musicians. I'd like to see some country musicians.
Oh.
Other kinds of eclectic music, classical music players. So I think there's a lot more that can be done with the page, and in particular to showcase people that don't always have a big social presence.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I have quite a bit of video footage of blue jeans and t-shirt bands, and that can be really fun too. But for the sake of expanding the reach of the page and the kinds of entertainment we are highlighting, I'd like to see some other kinds of things as well. I think it's a good time to start doing more video for local musicians, especially people who don't really have a budget. So I'm on lookout for acts that are good candidates. I think if I'm going to spend the time, not just to go to the show, but the editing and the formatting for YouTube and file management and all that kind of stuff, if I'm going to spend the time, I'd like to it to be on acts that have an interesting stage presence of some kind. Not every band likes to engage with the audience and the camera, but for these, I'd like to see some people with a developed image and stage persona. One thing I appreciate is if people put me on the guest list so I can just kind of go in and take pictures and don't have to worry about the cost of the show. And I typically send the pictures to the artists, or at least the good ones, and they can post them or do whatever they want. Also, we have a lot of cool clubs and music venues in the Northwest, and I'd like to see some of them highlighted more, particularly where we can showcase the different kinds of music that they host.
What do you see in the future for local music?
I think we have the potential to become a major creative and arts hub in the whole region, almost like people might think of San Francisco in California or Austin in Texas. And I think we have the makings of it now. I think we're a ways out from really being able to present ourselves that way, but it's a future that can come, especially if we continue to put focus on music and art and performance and other kinds of entertainment. All that being said, it is absolutely essential that this be organic and grassroots. You know, anytime you have a city trying to promote the city as we're all about this, it's going to come across as kind of phony and try hard, and that's not going to be appealing to artists. But the more that we can do, and this is kind of just my thinking about it, if we can do something to help promote the art community, I think it's where we can grease the wheels to make it easier for musicians and artists and performers to find a place in the town. So, you know, you need to make sure that people have access to venues. You need to make sure that everyone has a fair access to venues. As everybody who is a musician in a local band knows, it doesn't pay very well. And, you know, people who have bands put a lot of effort into them. They put a lot of effort into the practicing. They spend money on the equipment. It takes a lot of time to go to a place and set up and tear down. And typically, it just doesn't pay very well. So I would like to see that improve. I would like to see us look at ways to make to make the business of performing music more practical for people. And I don't know exactly what that looks like, but a conversation about it, I think, is due. And it's important if we want to be the regional arts and entertainment hub, which I think we can be.
Thanks for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This was really fun.
And that wraps up the first episode of Eugene Unplugged, only on 91.9 KRVM, keeping real variety in music.